Well, Sunday evening, it's another Magic Indulgence at Magic 105.4. Welcome along. I'd like to welcome my special guest this night, talking to her for the next 60 minutes or so, and playing some of her favourite Magic songs, which is stacking up. In fact, I must say she's been quite greedy with her choices. But lovely to welcome Zoe Ball. Hi, Zoe.
Hello, darling. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. You sound very saucy for starting the show. It's the way you say Magic Indulgence.
Oh, really?
Sounds like a really good chocolate bar.
Well...
Yeah, no, yeah. Wicked.
Magic overindulgence for the
yeah,
next
hour, it will maybe. Be by the end of this, okay. I promise you.
Well, let's kick in with your first song choice, because I know you've got lots of ones to come this hour.
Okay.
First one, take that back for good. So take that back for good at Magic 105.4, and it's another Sunday evening indulgence where my special guest is Zoe Ball. Take that, Zoe.
Band of the moment. I love Take That. I remember when I used to work on the Big Breakfast as a researcher, and they presented the show for a week. I remember on the last day when they left, we were all crying, sobbing hysterically because they left. I was in love with Robbie for a very, very long time, and yes, they're absolutely wicked. I saw them live twice, once with Robbie and once without, and they're just amazing. And I'm really happy for them to. You know, what's happened
sort of guys,
it's so great.
I'm sure you've seen them latterly and you just think, oh, they so deserve that success.
They really deserve that. They worked so hard. And I thought they were really gracious the way they kind of just sort of took back seat. And, you know, Gary took a lot of flack as well.
He did.
You know,
doesn't he look amazing
and
as well?
And he looks great. You know, every time I go into my local M&S, there they are staring down
It's a real masterclass in how to come back and look cool, isn't it?
And look really good. They do look great. And look at the reactions. In fact, I made Norman watch their concert. It was on live on telly or something. He's like, I can't believe you're watching Take That. And then the Take That story. I was like, no, come on. And he did actually quite enjoy it.
Do you know what? I think a lot of blokes who Take That fans, they just don't like to admit it.
Yes, I know.
There's just so many good songs.
It's so true. The Chemical Brothers were famous for their Back for Good rendition in the karaoke machine.
Now, that's one I've never had the pleasure of hearing.
Yeah.
I bet it's quite something, isn't
Very
it?
Very special.
What are your music tastes in general? If you go home late at night, stick something on the CD player, what's it going to be?
Oh, gosh. I kind of, it's sort of all over the shop, really, in our household. I love kind of, you know, I quite like sticking on a big kind of floor filler and a sort of daft sort of camp song number, you know, when I'm sort of tidying the.
When husbands and your taste collide.
Yeah, Norm kind of listens to a lot of bluegrass and a lot of old soul and stuff like that. You know, I'm generally the DJ in the house. Mm. I mean, lots of time when people come around for a few drinks, they're like, how come there's no music on? There's like a DJ used to work on the radio and, you know. But I think it's sort of like a busman's holiday for Norm. So he gets home, he kind of...
Isn't that always the stock question, though, in our business? You know, well, you must have loads of CDs at
CDs.
Home. Actually, no, just some really bad ones.
I've got some serious... When you put your iPod on shuffle if you're around someone's house? But I get lots of things, musical numbers tend to come up. And a lot of Phil Collins. I love Phil Collins, but anyway.
I hope you love Louis Armstrong as well, because the next one you've chosen is All the Time in the World.
Oh,
what a classic
beautiful.
Song. Does
this
take
James
you back
Bond.
To a certain time?
It just reminds me of driving through the Alps with James Bond. No, that's what happens in the film, isn't it? That's not my life.
No,
I
a
absolutely
dream.
Love this
cup.
Song. Do you know what it does remind me of? I lived in Manchester and we used to go out on car rallies on Sundays. I used to drive up across the peaks and we used to put on James Bond themes, pretend we were all, you know, in
that's
James
really
Bond
cool.
films.
I might try that.
I was in a Fiat Uno, I wasn't that cool, but we used to play this.
Yeah, not quite the Alps, but close enough.
Exactly.
Well, so we were just talking about Phil Collins being one of these songs that, you know, we shouldn't be embarrassed to like Phil Collins, for goodness sake, should we?
I know.
The guy's a talent.
He is a talent. I love Phil Collins. And I know, if you see a song like that, you know all the words. And that, you know, that reminds me of being, you know, really young and singing to a hairbrush. You know, when you were totally devastated that some bloke down the rugby club, you know, never phoned you after you wrote your phone number on his arm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I know.
Well, obviously, I'm saying absolutely. I don't know about that bit.
Yeah, did you write your phone number on many people's down the rugby
club? Not that I can remember,
down the rugby club.
No.
Well, what are you saying? Yeah, no, so I think it's a classic.
Phil Collins is a fantastic song. Now, let's talk a bit about Oxfam Unwrapped. Which is why we're here. Now, I was telling you that I had my letter through the post literally a couple of days ago, so it's perfect timing. Tell us the sort of background behind this and why you're doing it and what it's all about. It seems to me that it's all about people get a lot of nonsense, rubbish presents at Christmas, and why don't we do something useful for a change?
Very much so. I think, you know, Oxfam have had this catalogue called Oxfam Unwrapped, and it's like kind of getting your Argos catalogue or whatever. And but you look through it, and the idea is that you can spend, you know, anything from £6 up to, you know, hundreds of pounds on something for somebody in a situation a lot worse off than us, in sort of third world countries around the world. And because I wanted to see if, you know, if you buy a goat or if you buy a share in a well through the catalogue, if that money is really going to go where they say it's going to go. So I went out with Oxfam to Malawi to visit some of the projects, and we went to some little remote villages in the middle of nowhere. And I got to meet some incredible people. Malawi, you know, they've got a serious AIDS and HIV problem out there. There's 8 million people live there. 1 million people suffer from AIDS-related, you know, diseases. There's a lot of orphans. And, you know, a lot of villages are 30 miles from the nearest medical centre. You know, a lot of villages don't have clean water. So it's pretty tough going out there. But I met, for example, a lovely woman called Mary, who sadly lost her husband to AIDS, and she's got 4 kids, her youngest of which, who has HIV as well. And she was bought a goat. So somebody spent 25 quid, bought a goat, and now that goat has provided, you know, a security for her family. So she can use the milk to feed the kids. She can use the goat poo doings to fertilise her crops that she's growing. And then if it has a kid, she can sell the kid, and then that kid will help to pay for clothes and food for her children and send them to school, because, you know, she's going to need her eldest son to look after her other kids, you know, when she gets really sick. So you meet someone like that and you see that it really does make a difference. And, you know, I've bought Norman Share in a well for Christmas. It's about 32 quid. And you get to see these people, you know, they build a well and then the community look after it. They get trained by some people how to look after it, how to keep it working, how to keep it clean. So it's someone's job each day to clean it and keep it well. And that's clean, safe water for a whole community. And they can, you know, irrigate their crops, which is, you know, food for another year. You know, so it's helping people out there to help themselves. And they really do want to help themselves, you know. And it's great to see firsthand that it really does make a difference. What did you buy?
I haven't bought anything yet. I'm still perusing the catalogue. But it's better than a singing sea bass on the wall for your aunt, that's
for sure. It is so much better. I mean, the thing is, you can still buy your daft things, but, you know, rather than those really stinky toiletries that are just going to get punked in a cupboard or, you know, or sent to the charity shop, why not spend that 10 quid or 25 quid or whatever you can afford on something like, you know,
absolutely
some seeds.
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
right.
10 quid, buy a bag of seeds.
Fancy a sing-along?
Yeah, go on. What are we going to sing?
Neil Diamond, next
week,
Caroline.
Sweet Caroline. Can I dedicate this to my friend Kaza, who's getting married?
Of course you can.
In May, this is her song. He wrote it about her, you know.
Actually, I found out who did write it about the other
day. Who did he write it about?
Caroline Kennedy, daughter of JFK.
Oh, you're joking. No way. Yeah,
a famous
it's a sharp
Caroline.
One in the corner.
Yeah, yeah. The Sarky one.
No, that's quite a good love story.
He's sat on that for 20 years, but it was in the papers last week. Oh. So it must be true, mustn't it?
There you go.
It's in the news of the
must
world.
Be
it must
true.
Be true, yeah. Well, Zoe, we were talking about obviously going to Malawi and Africa. Talk about a life-changing experience, and you come back to the commercialism and the hype here all the year round. I mean, not just Christmas these days, particularly in London. It's quite a wake-up call, isn't it?
It is a really good wake-up call. I think the other thing that, you know, it's difficult. People are always being asked to put their hands in their pocket to help others. You know, there's a lot of people in this country who don't have much anyway. And, you know, with countries like Africa, sometimes it's easy to just say, look, it's so messed up, it's so difficult. There's, you know, such epidemic or drought or, you know, wars and stuff like that. There's not much we can do. We should leave it to the governments. But, you know, you can do a little bit to help, you know, to help a lot. And the other thing I found is as a wife and a mum, to meet other mums of, you know, who they have so little and all they want is security and food and water for their children. And, you know, as a mother, you know, surely you have the right to need that in our lives. And we can turn on the tap and we've got it there. So it's really great experience to have had.
It does make
really
you a bit more altruistic, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And when you're sitting there moaning about the traffic or you're complaining about, you know, oh, you know, I haven't had enough soya lattes and, like, you know, sandwich and
have you been following me around, Zoe?
Yeah, I know, sorry. It really does sort of, you know, it puts it all in perspective.
Now, let's do some Islands in the Street.
Okay,
now,
do you want to be Dolly or Kenny?
Well, I'll probably be Kenny. I'm only Dolly on the first Saturday of every month. But this is one of our most requested songs on Magic, always. And it sounds like you've sort of fallen into that one as well. There's no one that doesn't like this song, is there?
Oh, I love this song. I love it. I didn't get to see Dolly Parton when she played. Apparently, she was incredible. Right,
is it on your iPod?
It is on
Play
my
it loud
iPod.
And proud next
yes,
time.
Yes, I will do.
I'm embarrassed. Well, song that was the 70s all over there, Night Fever from the Bee Gees.
Nice moves.
Magic 1, thank you very much. Magic 105.4 London, and it's another Sunday night indulgence. Zoe Ball, our special guest. Zoe, let's talk reality TV. It's become sort of, we've got to do it on indulgence. And of course, you've done your fair share.
I know. Well,
I did.
I did Strictly, which was wicked. I remember when I said I was going to do it, my friends were like, what? You're mad. And I loved it. It's wicked. And I'm following the series at the moment. I really want Alicia to win. But I reckon Matt and Gethin are pretty hot as well. And even Kenny, you know, it's tricky to say who'll win it. I think that they're all wicked. And I loved The Jungle as well. I wouldn't go in The Jungle.
No.
I have to say. No, well, I hate
surely
bugs
once
and snakes.
A series of Strictly or something, you are then surely in a vacuum where you have to watch every single series for the rest of your life. It must
be like.
Well,
the thing
that.
Is, there's some that the dancing I really love. I actually really love the ice skating and The Jungle. Even The Jungle, I was like, I'm not going to watch it. I've got far much to do. But it was gripping. You know,
it
Janice
is kind
Dickinson,
of
absolutely fantastic. Know, and all the fights with, you know, the chef chap and Rodney Marsh and stuff, you know, and Keris and Mark. What's going to happen?
I hate to use the word guilty pleasure, but it really is, isn't it? If you come back from a long day at work and it's the easiest thing in the world to watch.
I know, and it is entertaining. And also, I love Ant and Dec. They make all that stuff. So, you know, just get the they great do. Thing. They're like two schoolboys, even though, you know, they're pushing 50.
Yeah.
But they're kind of, you know, just sitting there sort of giggling away and laughing at all the things you're laughing about at home. Even Norm watched Celebrity, actually.
So you really, really wouldn't entertain it, even in 10
Not the jungle,
you're
no way.
On your luck
I think they, I was saying to my dad, he should go on it.
Yeah. Oh, now that would be brilliant.
I think, I don't know. I think he might get a bit grumpy old man on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think, oh gosh, no. He started going on about global warming.
See, people of my generation growing up with him, he's a complete legend.
No, he's brilliant. He'd be able to build, you know, really great pulley systems and, you know.
He's clearly a practical guy.
Like yeah, very
so,
much so.
So he would take it down that sort of practical.
What I really want my dad to do, what I'd really like to do is do Top Gear, you know, the lap with the Stig with my dad and be competitive with him on that.
We'll get him in.
To try that out.
Simon
Cowell to
beat, isn't it, I think? Simon
Cowell to beat. Is he the top?
Yeah, he always is, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Super Competitive.
I know.
Do you think of yourself as competitive?
No, do you know what? I'm not. We just did Family Fortunes as a family and we lost miserably to the Littons. They were lovely. Louisa and her family. And yeah, we are very competitive as a family. You know, games and things like that. I remember my dad teaching us to play Cluedo when we were about six and, you know, getting really angry because we didn't know how to play. I never learned to play chess because he tried to teach me once when I was really young. And, you know, I did two moves and he was like, no! So I never learned to play. It's like, oh, I know, because that's the thing. You just, you know, your boyfriends would come around and be dressed as a caveman and start, you know, jumping out of the bath, going on about Pythagoras. You'd be like, oh, God, Dad, please stop. You know, but now, in a way, I wish I'd listened because, you know, there's probably some stuff there that I would have come handy.
See, probably
to
what
now.
Was entertainment to me was, sort of, oh, God, not Dad again.
I know.
He's coming out of our TV as well now.
I know. Nightmare. It was very humiliating.
Zoe, the hour's flying by, as it always does. Well, I'm in marvellous company.
Thank
so
you.
So can we do a bit of John Paul Young next?
Oh,
Love
please.
Is in the air. Lovely,
this
upbeat,
is,
feel
this is
songs,
an anthem amongst all our friends. I've had three of my friends got married last year and this is played at every wedding. It's a classic.
Super. I love that about your dad. It must have been so funny when you were a kid because I just loved all that. Of course, I think of Biggins now. I see Biggins. I think Biggins. On Safari. Remember that?
Oh my God.
Yeah,
Safari.
When he was...
he was well
pouncing
young.
Around in the jungle. He was fantastic.
But then, you know...
He's going to win, isn't he?
Oh, he's so going to win.
You too, with or without you at Magic 105.4 London. Another Sunday evening indulgence. And I'm Steve Priestley talking to Zoe Ball. Now, Zoe, what are your plans for 2008? What have you got lined up? Have you got an agent's hotline that's still buzzing and ringing as much as you'd like it to?
Yes, have you not heard it? It's like ringing off the hook.
Yeah, we all know how fickle this business is.
I know, exactly. Be nice to them on the way out because you know what I'm going to say. No, there's, I'm actually doing the Strictly Come Dancing tour.
Oh, are you?
Which is very exciting. I'm actually starting rehearsals again with my lovely ex-partner, Ian Waite. I get him back for a sort of four-week stint. And we're taking the show on the road. And I think Letitia Dean's doing the show, Matt D'Angelo, Denise Lewis, Louisa Litton, Darren Goff, the legend that is the winner of 2 years ago. And we're going around. We're going to play Wembley, isn't it brilliant? Wembley, Glasgow, all over the shop. And it's a big camp show. There's a big number at the beginning. Then you've got the judges are all there. It's being presented by Kate Thornton. Everyone does a ballroom. Everyone does a Latin. And then there's a big show number at the end. And all the audience get to vote on their mobiles.
I'm
and
playing
you can get
live
a different
at the
winner.
New Wembley.
I know.
That's amazing.
Isn't it great?
It's the only chance you'll probably ever get to play at Wembley.
I think
all those
it
people.
Probably will be. Norman's just laughing because he's like, I've always wanted to go on tour. And I used to sort of like follow bands around on the road and stuff. And he's like, well, the campiest tour ever. And I have to say, the Strictly lot, especially all the professional dancers are so much fun. They're all really naughty and, you know, love a drink and a boogie at night. So
that's
I
what you need when you're on the road for a few
weeks. It's
going to
be a lot of fun.
Any live bands you've seen sort of recently that have really stood out? Maybe a new band or somebody that you've seen that you've really thought, wow, they blew me away.
I have to say, I went to see Paul McCartney. Norm and I went to see Paul McCartney, was it last year, the year before? And we cried our eyes out. He did all the songs that he'd written at Earl's Court. I remember we were really late getting to the gig and he was absolutely fantastic. It was just amazing. And you just sort of stand there thinking, actually, you know, you're getting to see one of the Beatles. Pretty amazing. So, I get to see quite a few bands. I like quite sort of weird folky music, Devendra Banhart and lots of kind of crazy sort of folk guys. So I missed UB40 in Brighton last week. Apparently they're amazing. And I really wish I'd gone to see that.
Sounds
You're
like
looking at me really weird.
Not at all. I'm just thinking that we probably need a six-hour show to go through all of your musical tastes. They're pretty eclectic,
they are
aren't
quite,
they?
Yeah, they are a bit sort of like boom, boom, off here. Yeah.
And of course, Elton John was back at the O2, which is amazing. Don't know if you've been out there yet. It's a fantastic place in September.
I got offered a Led Zeppelin ticket for $4,000. It's quite a lot of money,
really offered,
isn't it?
That's
I know.
Kind of like
I was
daylight
like,
robbery,
that's
really, isn't
really
it?
Cool. I might just stand outside and put a glass to the wall.
Yeah, I was going to say $4,000. And if that was a discount, that's a bit worrying, isn't it?
I know.
But Elton John played. Apparently, he was fantastic live. I didn't get to see it. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, your next choice.
Absolutely love this song.
Well, my thanks again to Zoe for coming in this week. Zoe, best of luck. That sounds great, the tour next year, Strictly. So do enjoy.
Wicked. And yeah, if you've got, you know, a spare 10 quid, 50 quid, get the Oxfam Unwrapped catalogue, oxfamunwrapped.com, or you can pop into your local Oxfam shop and pick one up.
You bet. Okay, that's what I'm going to be doing this Christmas. Don't forget you can download the full uncut version of this indulgence, because Zoe said an awful lot that needs to be put out on the internet and can't possibly be broadcast from midday tomorrow.
There's no pictures, I hope.
There's pictures and everything. log on to magic.co.uk/podcast for more details. Angie Greaves After 8, though, with Mellow Magic. Have a good week. Magic 105.4. Magic 105.4.